From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Mangiapinto. Contact tracing is an important step in curbing the spread of COVID-19, according to public health officials. But as KUER's Emily Means reports, for some populations, it's not so simple.
As of Monday, 124 clients at the Men's Resource Center in South Salt Lake have tested positive for COVID-19. But without addresses or phone numbers, Salt Lake County Nursing Supervisor Tara Scribolito says it can be challenging to contact trace or figure out who else has been exposed.
You do the best that you can if you have a name and a date of birth. We look them up in all sorts of different ways to try to see if there's any contact information and then go from there.
Scribolito says as soon as someone tests positive at any homeless resource center, they get moved to an isolation facility.
We're really working to try to identify those cases within the Men's Resource Center immediately and remove them from that situation.
Once they're moved, staff then conducts interviews about who they may have exposed to the virus. Local hospitals also work to connect Salt Lake's health department with people experiencing homelessness who may be exhibiting symptoms. Emily Means, KUER News.
Utah continues to see about a 4% positive rate in new COVID-19 cases, regardless of how many people get tested each day. But a current spike in cases in southern Utah has caught the attention of health officials. KUER's Ross Terrell has more.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn mentioned that there is kind of a hot spot that they're worried about down in San Juan. There have been a total of 116 cases the department is reporting there. And she said about half of those cases happened there last week. So what makes this a little tricky is a lot of those cases are on the Navajo Nation, and that is a sovereign nation. So the department's role in this is really providing testing, increasing the testing capacity, sending mobile teams down there to help. And she said this isn't necessarily a spike because of more testing, but these are currently active cases going on.
KUER's Ross Terrell. Two people were hurt when a boiler exploded at Little America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City yesterday. Fire officials say both were hospitalized after the mid-morning blast. The workers were servicing the boiler at the time. No guests were nearby. Traffic near the hotel was temporarily closed as crews responded to the scene. Two teenagers trapped in a rock slide in Sevier County were rescued by emergency crews. County sheriffs say the teens from Gunnison were driving on Willow Creek Road, northeast of Salina, when the rocks tumbled Sunday night. The passenger was partially trapped and the vehicle had to be cut open so first responders could free him. The driver was flown by medical helicopter to Utah Valley Hospital, the passenger taken to Gunnison Valley Hospital. Lots of businesses have had to figure out how to keep operating during the COVID-19 crisis. In this region, one company has found a unique niche. Amanda Peacher reports.
Idaho's Soundwave Events is usually busy with weddings and parties this time of year, but most upcoming gatherings are now canceled, so the business pivoted.
Yeah! Woo!
That's a DJ blasting music in the middle of a residential neighborhood with grandmas and kids and parents dancing in their front yards.
It has been quite a ride. If you told me a month ago that we would be DJing out of the back of the truck, I would not have believed you.
That's company owner Kristen Cole. She says they've been hired for birthdays and anniversaries. They show up for about half an hour, ask everyone to maintain 6 feet of distance, and then they boogie. All the earnings from the mobile parties go straight to her employees.
Not only did our team need the morale boost, but really, like, everyone needs the morale boost.
Her DJs have hosted about 60 block parties in 3 weeks. Cole says there's not much that you can be certain of these days, but one thing is still true. People love to dance. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
President of the Navajo Nation, Jonathan Nez, is calling on elected officials in towns that border the reservation to work with the tribe to combat the coronavirus. He made the comments in response to an online post by Levi Tappan, the mayor of Page, Arizona. Tappan commented that he wished the tribe would put more resources into battling alcoholism. The mayor has since apologized, but also says he won't resign over what some are calling racist remarks. Nez says Tappan's comments have far-reaching implications and urged him to be more respectful of the relationship between Navajos and the city of Page. Utah Highway Patrol trooper Rick Morgan was stunned to pull over a tiny driver. The 5-year-old was swerving so severely Morgan thought the driver needed medical attention. The trooper says the boy pulled over when Morgan sounded his siren on Interstate 15 yesterday. Morgan says the boy told him he was going to his sister's house in California and he planned to buy a Lamborghini. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.